tripod.
New day.
The moon of the day, huh?
Yeah. So weird looking over there, isn't it? I mean,
almost like a little robot or something, doesn't it?
Right. Oh, I forgot to put the fucking phone off. It's probably gonna happen again.
Oh, you didn't put it on the airplane?
No, I forgot. Well, it's a risky one. That's all I can say. Damn, man. The buds have been looking great, yet it's still not really yielding. I mean, I guess...
You're not getting as much yield as you want.
No, I want 6 to 8.
And you're getting what?
5 right now off the deadheads. And I think that has to do with...
But the deadhead seems to be the least yielding one compared to the blueberry.
Yeah, the blueberry...
Yeah,
is doing
it's a little more, yeah. But a little better yield.
Just about, like, I think it... I don't know.
But I prefer the deadhead over the blueberry. The blueberry's good, don't get me wrong. But I prefer the deadhead.
Oh, I do too. If I have a choice. But I just need to, like, again, the ones that just came down look bigger. You know, have more bud sites.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger buds.
Crazy alarm.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe these lights are that bad.
You think that's what it is?
No.
Well, why would you say that?
I think it's getting too... Like, the humidity's too low. It's an issue.
Low in humidity is an issue?
Yeah.
Why would that be?
Because if it's too low, it causes too much, like... It causes an issue at the fucking leaf. It causes too much moisture.
Oh, okay.
At the leaf. And if they're, you know, I use nutrients and if the, you know, it's
just so much shit to learn when you're growing, isn't it?
Well, I know the humidity's off.
And you gotta get that room just right.
For each plant. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if it was colder, because it's been warmer, so it's been a little bit warmer at the canopy than I'd like.
One of the guys that that's in my band, he's the drummer, and he also plays darts with us on Monday nights. His son-in-law has a grow here. Where did he say it was? Between here and Jackson, I think he said. But he showed me a picture of the building. They got outdoor and indoor.
Uh-huh.
He showed me the picture of the building that they got, real nice building. They got 72 plants in there growing.
Yeah, it's...
And this guy and his daughter, they just got married this summer. They had a wedding on Belle Isle. But they were living up in Northern California. They had a grow in Northern California. And they sold it and came here. It's just recreational, all that got started.
Damn. Well, I mean, to be honest, on a commercial grow level, this strain would not be suited to be trying to get 10 ounces per plant. It's better suited to get, like... I think 5 is where you want to aim. And even then, you still want to probably go less, 4. You know what I'm saying? Because the fact that these big, like, the fact that they're the size they are and they're still only, like, that one was only 4. It's just, I don't understand.
Yeah. For their size, it should be more than that.
Yeah, the density of the buds.
Right, right.
Because they're dense buds. There's...
Well, this is the last one, right? Is it the deadhead?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're dense.
So, they're dense. And the ones that are coming down are just as dense. It's a matter of, I don't know, patience.
Or, so have you been at any time in the past, have you been getting more yield out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you know it will yield more.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. I was getting 8 to 10.
What about pot size? Could it have something to do with pot size?
No. I think it's more to do with, I'm telling you, it has to be temperature. It's not hot enough.
What size is your pot? What size pot do you use?
15s.
You would.
That's big enough to get.
You ever thought about doing 20s?
Why?
You only gonna make a difference.
No, I've gotten more off of smaller bots.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're smart pots. I'm not using up much of the dirt. To be honest with you, that's part of the problem. I gotta fix my fucking dirt.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta fix... Not fix the dirt.
Would you have to add something to it, or...
I don't know. It's not really adding.
You're working it out right now. What you got?
I want to do more microbes. Okay. And be less. I want to recycle the soil. I want to use less of it, like, because I know I'm not using, but 10% of the actual humus in the soil. You know what I'm saying? You're not using very much.
Oh, okay.
And I know how. Like, I kind of understand. I don't want to say kind of. I barely understand soil science to an extent, to where. Like, obviously, the plant can grow without you.
Okay, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they can grow in a yard without you.
You don't even touch it, it'll grow. Get big as hell.
But it's a matter of making sure that it has the proper... If you give it the proper microbes and everything to break down the soils...
It'll be like outdoor.
You'll just get better yields.
Size.
Well, you just get better yields in general.
Okay.
Better flavors, too, you should. In theory.
Well, that's worth doing then, if that's the case.
I'm trying. The problem is figuring out...
You gotta work it out, I know.
Well, it's not even that. It's just the room's so fucked right now because of the fucking humidity. I mean, we're below 30%. That's really low when it comes to can... Like, you want it to be in the 60s.
Okay.
You know, that way it's... Because right now it's so low that the plants, like... Because it's a trans... It takes it from here to here.
Well, let me ask you a question.
From what I heard, I got to talk to Pella about this. But the reason why it's bad is because it's such a low humidity outside of the plant. The plant is, because the way moisture works, it goes from dry to wet. So it creates too much moisture at the leaf level.
At the leaf level, okay.
Yeah, so the plant's not breathing as much because there's so much moisture there being pulled up. Due to the fact that it's like the barrier or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. That's my point. I think that's what it is. I think that's part of the problem. So I need to... Because I know humidity is an issue. I know my humidity is too low. But I can't do anything about it. Because if I fuck with my fans, I lose my smell protection. And then...
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I can't not... So it's one of those things where I have to play with it here. And prove shit here.
Figure it out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then apply it over there.
No. Get the fuck out.
Or just figure it out here for this here.
Yeah, and get the fuck out. Find somewhere else.
Yeah.
Where I don't have to worry so much about smell. Or hope to God stuff goes off up north so we can, you know what I'm saying, move up there and just work in a legit situation.
You don't have to worry about none of that.
Mm-hmm. Have the money to build a breeding room where it's like 15 different fucking tents.
Right. That's what I was getting ready to say earlier.
You know, 15 different tents for 15 different things in a separate room set. You got leaf on your fucking... And a separate room set up for the males.
Right.
Because I really want to take Deadhead and put it with everything else. That's my goal in life. Right now. Is to grow... turn this into a male and pollinate whatever I can with it. And just go on a fucking super pheno hunt through that.
Uh-huh.
And stop buying seeds. Because this is good enough. And if I mix this with the sorbet 4, one of the blood oranges.
When we have the sorbet, when's the sorbet coming out?
Sorbet number 4, the next little bit of sorbets will be coming out. Because there's two of them, a blood orange and a number 4, which will be. Or 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 10. So 39 days out. So what is this? January? So around my birthday.
When is your birthday?
March.
March what?
Does it matter?
Yeah, it does.
Why?
I want to know.
You already gave me shit on my birthday last year. It's the 8th.
Okay, thank you.
Did you ever see the book of constellation, birthday constellations?
No.
This is like a...
Is that thick?
Yeah, you can buy it at I think they still have it at like Borders and shit. You can probably find it on Amazon.
So what is it?
It's a book of birthdays. And each birthday has like a tarot reading. Astronomical, like whatever.
Astrological.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Type reading situation where like
the numbers and all that mean something.
Well, the day itself means something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the way the moon is and
right.
Supposedly whatever. All that shit. So I remember seeing like I just remember reading it, and back then I wanted something to tell me. I was looking for anything.
Answers.
Anything.
You're looking for answers.
Tell me something. Why?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is life so hard? Why is it not? Why does everyone else look like they're having fun?
And I'm not having as much fun.
Yeah. Right. Like, why? Right. And then I'm like, hopefully this book will give me some answers. It didn't give me anything.
No, it did not.
It told me I wouldn't find out my charisma until later in life. And like, I have to find it. It says something to the extent of, like I'll use it to my advantage. And at that time, like, no.
You didn't see that at all.
No. There's no fucking way.
Man. Yeah, I went through the same thing with this book called Sun Signs by this girl named Linda. I want to say Eastman. I could be wrong. But it was a real popular book back in the 70s.
Well, this was, like, a popular book in the 70s too, I think. Mm-hmm. This is around that time.
Okay.
It was, and it has every birthday in there. So everyone's birthday is like,
it's in there.
I'm
right.
A nonconformist. That's what my birthday title is. The day of my birth is a nonconformist. Yeah. Which before I read that, I kind of felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I kind of
like, well, in a way you are to a certain degree.
Yes. I guess.
No, you are.
Yeah, except for I own a pit bull.
You're not, I mean, I'm just saying you're not.
I mean.
The antithesis of it, but you lean that way a little bit.
Yeah, there was like a lot of, because like when I was younger, I used to like, I wanted to be alone. I didn't want, like I always felt like I needed to be a private, like private life or something. I don't know how to explain it, but at some point I was like, I don't want people to notice me, yet I have a fucking pit bull. You know what I'm saying? I smoke weed like I'm loud as fuck everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't want to. I at the time I'm driving that stupid Saturn. Remember the Saturn I had, which had the bass in it. So
Oh yeah.
I'm like got 212s in the back of my car, and that's what it came with the car.
Right.
I've never like I had friends that were into that shit when we were young.
Yeah,
people
me too.
Who had money.
Yeah.
But I never had the money to afford a car, let alone a system.
Yeah, I wasn't into those systems anyway, even if I could afford a car.
Dude, I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked that rattle, like that vibration you get as you're driving down the road.
From that bass,
and you're fucking stoned off your dick, driving 25 miles an hour down some side, not even side street, just 25 mile an hour road, or 30, because 30 is pretty reasonable.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just all of a sudden, whatever bass line kicks in.
Fucking car alarms are going off when you drive by.
Nah, it ain't like that. That was Lou, man. You know that.
Oh, God.
That motherfucker always had.
I know.
He had a 13 in the back.
That one car he had. Before the Jeep.
He had that fucking little. His mom's sister still has it.
Didn't he have a big Sebring
or whatever.
Right.
They couldn't use the trunk because the trunk was full of speaker. He had kids. He's got two kids.
And he'd come down the street and be booming.
Yeah, and the same thing with the Saturn was his too, and it was the same thing. It was one of those cars where.
Oh, okay.
You know, you in the back of it, there's no. You can't use it. You grocery getting, it's kind of shitty. You gotta put fucking. Well. That one was a little different because it had actual guards on the speakers.
Yeah.
So
you could shove some shit.
Yeah, you could shove some shit in there and not fuck up your speakers. And it wasn't as nice as his, obviously, because it wasn't his.
Right.
You know how that is.
Oh, my God.
But I was like, at some point I realized, obviously I'm looking for attention. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I realized that, you know, the shit I do, like, I'm not as introverted, like I'm introverted, but I'm not as shy as I thought I was, if that makes sense. Like because I heard someone talk about how there's like You're one of four things. You're either an extrovert and not shy, an extrovert and shy,
okay,
introvert and shy, introvert and not shy. Because you can be an introvert and be not shy. You can be an extrovert and be shy as fuck. Like Justin, for example, is an extrovert.
Yeah.
But he's shy. So is Lou. You know what I'm saying? As wild as he gets, he's still shy as fuck when it comes to like,
yeah,
he doesn't like being out of his comfort zone. Most people don't.
Yeah, most people don't.
Yeah, that's just reality. But you can, so I've come to realize I'm more of an introvert, and I'm not necessarily shy. I just had no confidence in myself, in anything. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have the confidence to look someone in the eye, let alone. And I still, the thing is I've realized what I thought was shyness is just me not wanting to listen to you talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like small talk. I mean, I don't care. Even unless you got something actually good to say, like, that's intriguing or
interesting to you.
Not even just interesting to me, just might catch my interest. But if you're talking about your fucking kids.
Right.
I don't have kids, so I don't care. Minus my nephew. My nephew and niece. You know what I'm saying?
Oh boy.
I'm more interested in you talking about your dog than you are about your kid.
Yeah.
Because I don't have kids, so I don't have any interest in it.
Ooh, I gotta rush off that one, buddy.
Well, you shouldn't have hit so hard.
Yeah, I should have. I did exactly what I was supposed to do.
And then I'm listening to this guy I talk about because there's a podcast. This American Life. Have you listened to it yet?
No.
You should. It's an amazing.
I gotta remember.
It's an amazing podcast where they basically just their stories.
I think that's
that they go through. Like this week was
that's on Stitcher, isn't it?
Stitcher.
Yeah. Okay.
And Spotify. And
I've listened to it before in the past, but I haven't listened to it in a long time.
Man, I lost a train of thought.
It'll come back to you.
I know. It was This American Life.
Something this guy was saying.
Yeah. It was an interesting story today because it was two, you ever heard of the Skyler Brothers? They're comedians.
No.
They're twins. They're identical twins and they're comedians that have been around for a minute. They were on like
really?
Curb Your Enthusiasm and stuff like that. They're more of a, they're actual comedians that, you know, didn't really make it. They're not like huge, but.
They're twins? Or brothers?
Identical twins.
Okay.
And the mom.
Like the, were the Lucas brothers? Or like that?
Yeah, they? Yeah. Kind of yeah. Like that, yeah. And Brian and Brent.
Right.
Are identical. Yeah. If it wasn't for the tattoos and the.
Exactly.
You the wouldn't. Aging differently.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
What I'm saying? Like, one looks beat up, one doesn't. Put it that way. But the mom had, like, so, I don't even. Brent's mom did something ingenious to kind of tell them apart. She got one half circumcised and one fully circumcised so she could tell the two babies apart.
Wow.
This other mom that's on the story, that they're or whatever, the brothers, the
comedians, the twins,
didn't
yeah.
do that. She was just trying to do it by, like, she had brooches, like, because they were using cloth diapers back then.
Right.
He's my age, or right. older than me, so, you know, cloth yeah. diapers were pretty common.
Right.
And they'd have pins that
on the diaper.
Yeah, how she tell them apart. Well, one day she took her kids to get checked up or something like that, and they took the fucking cloth diapers off and put them in fucking regular diapers and didn't use the
yeah.
pins. So she, at that point, they literally had no idea which one was which.
Which one was which? Wow.
Yeah.
They were so identical. So
yeah, they're identical twins.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
at 4 months old, they don't have any
right
traits that you can tell the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
They had to figure it out, and she had to pick it, and it, like, by then you find out that, yeah, she was right. Her motherly instinct was right.
Yeah.
You know, because they figured it out from a footprint. There was just enough of a footprint from their baby feet things mm-hmm. for them to use the...
To figure out which one was which.
Which one was which. Yeah.
That's wild.
But I guess there's this universe app. I'm going to have to find it. They talked about that... If you have a decision you're making, so for example, the one they use was the beard. He's like, do I shave my beard or do I not shave my beard? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the decision. You put it in the phone, type in some things, you send it to them, and there's a machine in CERN that sends a fucking particle at a wall, and it splits, and they tell you which one showed up. And that's what you're supposed to do, because they believe on the, in another universe, someone is doing the exact opposite. And they will do, their machine is sending them the exact opposite, and it is telling you what to do the exact opposite.
That CERN is something else. Let's get ready to go back online.
What?
CERN.
Well, you mean the...
It was offline. It
the
made some
collider?
Yeah. They made some improvement.
Well, CERN's not the collider itself. CERN is an actual
science institute. Right. Yeah. But they run the collider.
Yeah.
It's scientists from over 100 countries involved.
So, imagine this. Almost all the smartest people are in that spot right now. Right? I'd say probably... You got to imagine 90%... No, probably about 75% of the smartest people on the planet are dealing with CERN in some way.
I would say you're probably right.
You know what I'm saying? So they one day get together and they do this thing and they find a way to do something and the portal takes them to a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all this, like, that could have been Egypt. They could have been playing with something on a different level that we don't understand.
They
different dimensions in Egypt, and they fucking hit it. And only the smart people went because they were there fucking with it. And all the dumb people got left behind and didn't know how to use the fucking thing. So they started drawing, like we would do, graffiti it. But they didn't have ink, so they used fucking chisels. What would that would happen now? If all the smartest people just disappeared.
That's wild.
We'd be so fucked.
That's wild.
Because I don't know if I'd be included in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I'd be included. I think I'd still be here.
That's wild. That's a wild concept. That whole CERN thing is, collider thing is weird anyway.
Well, I mean, it's like the billionaires wanting to get off the planet, thinking that the planet, you know what I'm saying, planning to leave.
Actually, this is the better way than probably space travel.
What? That's what I'm saying.
Go through a portal to another.
That's what I'm talking about. But... How did...
They sent messages through. You know that, right?
No.
They've been able to make little teeny black holes. They only last like a fraction of a second. But they've been able to
create...
Probably
good that they only last for a fraction
they,
of a second.
Been, but when they do happen, they try to shoot a message through it.
It'd be crazy if the world ended right now just because they opened up too big of a black hole and it sucked everything in.
Yeah, but something came out of it.
Nothing can come out of it. You only go in. That's what a black hole is.
No, but see, there...
If nothing, if no light can come out, then no substance can come out.
Right.
So, in other words...
Oh, yeah, you didn't say a wormhole, you said a black hole.
Yeah.
Right.
You said they're making little black holes.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, well, little black holes is scary as fuck, because...
Yeah.
Too big of a black hole and everything gets sucked into
it. Sucked into it.
Yeah, including the sun.
Yeah.
And then what happens? You pop out the other side?
Don't nobody knows.
And then we're fucking floating off into space because the sun's going that way. And
or maybe it'll make everything in reverse on the other side.
I'll go what, black, you'll be white?
Yep. Up will be down, down will be up. A whole different dimension. You know, you can't even imagine it. You know what I mean? That's what's so bizarre about it.
I mean, you can imagine it. It's just a matter
of... Oh, your imagination? No, you can't.
Yeah.
Don't think that you can, because you can't.
Yeah, you haven't seen... You've seen Interstellar, right?
No.
You still didn't see it yet? They tried to imagine what it'd be like to be in a black hole. I think it's a decent representation.
But wait a minute.
What might be...
If you could survive the trip through the black hole.
That's the thing about a black hole. We don't know.
Supposedly, it stretches you.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know what, but it, we don't know that either. Well, because it stretches the light.
That's what they're speculating. It's all speculation and theory anyway. We don't know jack shit.
Nope, we don't.
That's why...
We know that there's these things out there that don't let any light out.
That's why with this...
If something falls into it, it disappears.
With this collider, they gotta be careful what they fuck around with.
Well... Maybe that's what changes the planet.
Maybe.
Isn't that what... There's a whole fucking movie series about that. Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Cloverfield's whole premise is based on that.
But in their premise, something came out to here.
Well, no.
These monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some got... But in the actual premise, some of us went. that way.
Yeah.
And some of them came...
Came this way. Exactly.
And it was different dimensions from all over. It wasn't just one dimension got transferred. It was some monsters from a dimension over here came in, and some people probably went into there.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That chick, she was in the fucking wall with fucking wires in her. Like, ugh.
It's probably, you know what? It's probably nothing like that. Just because we can imagine that. It's probably nothing like that. Because I imagine weird is probably really weird. Where you'd be like, you'd probably go insane.
You mean like...
It would probably drive us insane if we started...
You mean like DMT?
No.
No, what I mean by DMT is when you people claim when they get into that realm, they can't understand...
Okay, yeah, but I'm talking about if some kind of way you ended up in that realm in reality, not in a dream.
No, the DMT is not, that's my point.
Or in a conscious
state. I don't think the DMT, my point is if you smoke DMT, it's the same as taking a fucking spaceship to a different place. That's my point. The difference is it's only for your conscious, it's not for your fucking body. So people have said they go to different places, they meet aliens. You've heard Rogan talk about it?
Yes.
So in my mind, that sounds like it's basically Contact. The movie Contact with Jodie Foster.
Sometimes it probably is.
I think most of the time it is.
Maybe.
I think that's how we'll travel through space. At some point, we're going to have to tap into that. Because traveling through space in the body doesn't make sense. The body
won't last. I believe in the trickster.
The mind won't last. You know how long it would take to get the fucking to the next galaxy? Your brain, your mind wouldn't be able to understand that time.
Oh, it wouldn't be about time.
That's what I'm saying. You'd have to figure out a way to get there without time being involved, without the body.
Hey, when I left my body, mm-hmm. It wasn't about time.
That's my point.
Yeah, it was, there was no time.
Right, well...
Because all the stuff I did would have taken weeks to do. That I did in just a few instances. You understand what I'm saying? I flew. I left. I went places.
Yeah, I get you. I get instantly. I understand. It's like a dream, in a sense.
It's like a dream that's real.
No, I get that too. I don't mean
like you can do dream stuff.
I don't mean to displace it, but I mean to say, like you wanted to be somewhere, so you were there. It wasn't.
I didn't go that far. It took me where it wanted to take me. I had no control over that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So no maybe control. You were supposed to go to India.
It took me where I was supposed to go.
No, I know, but maybe at some point you'll end up in India.
Maybe.
You could still end up in India.
I could.
Yeah.
It's very possible. But what I'm saying is, you don't really have any control when you're in that.
No, you didn't have control because it was the only time you've done it.
True.
I think that...
Well, that's what you said. If you did it repeatedly, maybe you'd learn how to...
If you learn how to... Like that one dude, have you ever seen the movie Eat, Pray, Love with Julia Roberts? No. It's a book.
Okay.
It's a really good book by Elizabeth Gilbert, I think it is her name. And basically, the premise is she's a... I think she's in her mid-30s, and she's married to a guy who's... Like, got a real good job, and she's like an editor of a fucking magazine. But every fucking morning or every night, she can't sleep, and she's in the bathroom on the fucking floor crying. Because she just hates her life. She doesn't really, she's not, got no joy, no nothing. So she starts going down a Hindu path. She starts doing things like going to different ashrams and shit like that. She ends up leaving her husband. For a report, she went to Bali. And in Bali, she met this little wise man, and when she met him, he said, "You will come back and teach me English." And so she made a book about it.
I've heard this before.
So she basically, for the first 6 months, she's in Italy, and she explores her love of food. She learns to speak Italian, and she like.
I've heard this.
Yeah, and then it's a fucking movie for a reason.
Yeah, right.
Julia Roberts.
Good book.
Yeah, like, so, and then the second part, she's in India somewhere, in an ashram, or not an ashram, but in a fucking temple, where she lives for 6 months and, you know, prays and meditates and does all that stuff and ends up, by the end of that, talking to God type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then the next one, she spends another 6 months with the guy in fucking Bali, the little guy. And he, one of the quotes he had talked about, said that always sticks in my head, is he goes, there's y'all, you guys have a weird perception, you have a perception of, like, you think heaven and hell is bad and evil. Heaven and hell is just that way or that way. He's like, they're just one way or another. There's no, like, that state, I just realized what he meant by that, because of, I, in my head, one time I was doing mushrooms in my basement over there, and it was a really profound moment where I realized that there is no fear outside of this. You know what I'm saying? There's not. There's no evil.
Right.
Outside of the mechanisms that the consciousness is in. You know, once you get out of it, there's no, like, there's nothing to be evil about.
Yeah.
You know? And right. That's, you know, so I kind of lost my thought on that one too.
Well, evil, you know, evil exists. Because
he's in there moving, it's got me.
Who's in there moving?
Your brother's making a noise, and it's like, I'm not used to noise coming out of that front room.
I forgot he was here.
Well, I didn't, because he's making noise. But either way, that was, yeah. That book was, my friend Natasha made me read that book.
I've heard that book.
It changed my,
I think on a podcast,
you were started talking about me on book. A fucking.
Is that a true story?
Yeah.
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 I've heard that before.
Yeah, and she did a whole, like, she, it was got, a podcast. She found a guy, she found love in Bali, married a guy. I don't know if she's still with him or not. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
But there's a podcast about that. I got a friend that lives in Bali.
It just gave me, I don't know, it gave me perspective on, you know, seeing a path to happiness that I'd never seen. And, I mean, yeah, that I'd never seen besides, you know, money. All the ways of happiness when I was young, how to get it, were money. If I wanted to be happy, I had to have this, or I needed that, or
yeah, to make you happy.
If I had had money, I would have been happy.
My friend lives in Bali. There's no crime in Bali. There's no crime. That's wild, isn't it? You go someplace where there's no crime.
I think at some point, once the AI that was at that moment we get to.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, there won't be no crime.
There won't be no crime. Oh, no, there won't be.
Yeah, there won't be a need for it.
No.
Once you, like, that 1,000-year thing I was talking about a couple of episodes ago, that was, he, like, literally by the end of the episode, he's detaching himself and floating to the next fucking thing and literally can just, as a, like you did,
mm-hmm.
you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? He could control it and go from one body. One was electronic and one was original, one was this.
You go back and forth.
Yeah. Like, at some point, that's going to happen.
Yeah, at some point.
Maybe.
Something like that will happen.
Could.
Something like that will happen. No, it could. It will.
It could. It could all be bullshit, too. I mean, not bullshit, but it could be out of the reach of humans.
See, it's a lot of weird technologies that are going to blend together. And in a short period of time, it's going to change everything.
I think
it's gonna change everything.
And I think people, like,
China, a lot of people aren't gonna be ready for it.
Yeah, and China's gonna be the forefront of it.
Maybe.
They're the ones with the most money to put into everything.
Never underestimate. Never underestimate.
At some point, they have to figure out how to feed all their people.
Never.
And they will put the money into figuring it out.
Never underestimate the power of America. Never ever do that. You'd be surprised what they'll come up with. They could change everything.
That's fine. They already have. They came up with a toilet system that turns your poo into fucking ash and water. Drinkable water.
Hey.
It's drinkable. Comes in a little pouch.
I know.
And at some point, they'll use that cellophane thing, that sugar cellophane, where that, like, when you, the pot or whatever, you won't need plastic or nothing.
I'm telling you.
Once hemp starts hitting the market on a level that's going to in the next 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Plastic, everything will be hemp.
Bigger, everything, yeah. A lot
the
of stuff
will be made out of hemp. The whole world will shift over to hemp.
Yep.
and you'll literally, any plastic you get will be have to be recycled. It'll be from recycled. Because the petroleum market is literally about to fall off the planet.
Yeah.
That's what they, that's why Middle East is doing what they're
just
doing.
Like coal has fell off. Petroleum is next.
Yeah. Technology is going to take it away from it. Once they figure out how to pull 25% of the fucking energy out of the air from the sun and store it safely, which, that's, you know.
Or they go to nuclear fission instead of fusion.
Yeah.
But fission.
Yeah, that's the one that.
It's not deadly.
Well, Bill Gates already has a prototype done up that's supposed to use. I think it was a kid that came up with it. It uses the actual, like, the waste product and turns it into that.
Yes.
And you get and.
Yes.
And it's no chance of meltdown.
Yes.
And yet we aren't spending money on it.
The billionaires are.
No, they're not.
Sure they are.
No, Bill Gates stopped spending money on it.
He did?
Yeah, because of the fucking shit that happened with the trade war. He's like, the trade war made things very expensive in China.
Yes.
Which made it so we could not afford to do it.
To keep it going.
Yep. But that's the thing that's insane. Like, why isn't China just doing it? They're the ones that need it more than anybody else. They've got more people than we do by 10.
Well, how do we know they're not doing it? We don't. They could be secretly doing it.
Well, or why trying to be secret about it.
Because that's the nature of their game.
Nah, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but why?
So what are we dealing with there? Is that a communist country?
Yeah.
Well, it's just like here. Same difference. Just different philosophy.
I know.
Same thing.
I know. It's rich people controlling all the power. And giving scraps to the people and saying, here.
The difference is they have multi-million poor people to deal with.
Well, they have 400 million millennials.
See? And it's only 330 million people in the United States.
Yeah, it's more people than the fucking United States and Canada combined. Are you fucking kidding me? You think we got a problem with the millennials? Oh my God.
So that tells you right there.
They take power over there.
That tells you right there. It's going to be Chinese people everywhere. All around the world. We're going to start seeing them coming into the United States more and more and more. In all these countries.
I mean,
almost all our medical schools are foreign students.
Because we can't afford to send their real students to school, or the education they get from a normal school is shit.
Well, if they come over here and learn it, they can go anywhere in the world and work. Because they know the top new shit.
Well, sure. Yeah, and English. Because everyone in the world pretty much speaks English. Yeah. Most countries, it's a second language.
Oh, yeah, a lot of countries.
Thanks to England, I guess.
The sun never sets on the British Empire back in those days. They had so much around the world that the sun never set on their empire. Ain't that a bitch? And they were the most pompous, arrogant-ass motherfuckers there were. I mean, just pompous. Just stupid.
I know. I wonder what they think of us in those areas.
Oh, my God.
Because we're basically the same thing now.
Because if you really, not that I've done this, but I've done a little bit of it, Shakespeare, he gives you a good insight of what it was like back then. Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those stories are right on time as far as that period of time. That's what I'm saying. The way they acted, the way they bathed, all of that.
The way they bathed.
Oh, yeah. Only the real rich bathed. You know that, right?
Well, because couldn't afford it. Or you needed to smell bad so the fleas wouldn't bite you.
It was all kind of myths.
You know that that was something they did, is they put their fucking...
It was all kind of myths like
their
that.
Shitholes so they smelled like fucking... So fleas wouldn't fuck with them.
And they didn't have, they didn't have sewers, right?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
They just threw it out the window?
That's why the plague was so...
Did you...
Well,
that's why rats was everywhere.
Yeah, and the plague was so prevalent because they were literally shitting in the hole that they were drinking the water from.
Oh my God! They said when you walk, most people threw their waste out late at night, threw their waste out of their windows.
Yeah.
So people would walk around with umbrellas at night, so they wouldn't get shit and piss thrown out.
That's insane.
That's like, insane.
I just look at the like the amount of people that are in New York, and then try to imagine double that, because that's what's in fucking Bali, not Bali, but it might even be Bali, but like these Chinese cities, Hong Kong,
they're really India, congested.
Delhi.
In fact,
how do you deal with that? They just see it.
They just see it. I just heard on the news last week that India just became the most populated country in the world.
Yeah.
I just heard that by...
Oh, they just passed China?
Yeah. Yep. And you think the poverty in China is bad. From what I understand in India, it's really bad.
Well, that's
really
the class system, too.
Yeah.
Like, they consider you, like, the reason why you're in that position is because you were a shit person in the previous life. And it's like, oh, well, that must be you next life, huh? Because you're a shit person now, asshole. So.
Yeah, just imagine being born in that. You just have no, you have nothing coming. What do they call them, untouchables?
Yeah, you literally can't.
You have nothing coming.
It's completely different than anything else because you can't.
You've got nothing coming.
Yeah, you can never do anything but catch rats. Or whatever the fucking shit job it is.
That's how racist they are over there. My friend told me the most racism he ever saw was in India.
Oh, man, I believe it. Well, because there's so many people. Like, is it really going to take a Watchmen-like event to get us to stop fucking with people the way we do? Is it going to take aliens?
Well, it's going to take something. Yeah, it's going to take something. I don't know what it's going to be.
Like some alien, like maybe not aliens. Let's go with like a civilization, subterranean civilization that comes up and just starts whooping our ass. You know what I'm saying?
So like, they just start whooping our ass?
Yeah. Like, or it'd have to be aliens, because then you don't know if the next set's coming. You knock off the first little set, right, and then the humans got to get together because, you know. But...
But when the aliens come, a lot of people are just going to kill themselves.
Someone said something. Did I tell you this yet? About, it was, someone had pointed this out to me, and I really can't remember who it was. But they said, we're either going to end, it was Sky, I think, Skyler. We're either going to end up in a Mad Max scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Or the fucking, Star Trek.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to try to figure out how we get to the Star Trek. How do we push?
Some event's gonna happen. That's how we.
How do we keep
Star
pushing
Trek
it?
Some event,
either or is it a technology?
That's what I'm saying. Either somebody's gonna discover something that's gonna be just like magic.
Because they already got quantum computing going.
And that just started, really.
Yeah, that just, and there's only a few places on the planet that have it.
Google has it.
Yep, and so does probably CERN.
Oh, they definitely invented it. They invented it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they are the place.
They invented the internet.
If you're doing something smart, they will take you there to do it there.
Yeah.
If you're actually trying to do something, you have actual, as far as I can tell. But that's also where these fucking dumbass redneck Trump-tards think the fucking evil colluders are.
Let's not even go there.
Science won't even.
Please, let's not go there.
Science. Science.
I don't want to go there. I really don't want to go there. No. Don't get me started.
Well, it could end up like that's how we end up. Mad Max is you let the fanaticals to keep running the ship, because right now the fanaticals are running the ship. They're controlling like the mouthpieces on that we have are controlled. The biggest mouthpieces we have are controlled by the right side and the left, and the most fanatical of them both. So, where do we end up?
We gotta stop dividing. We do too much dividing in America. We gotta stop doing that. An American has to be an American, period. Not an Afro-American, not an Italian-American, not a Greek-American.
I know.
We gotta get out of there, all that fucking bullshit. I'm not saying don't recognize your heritage, but don't wear it on your sleeve. To make a difference between me and you as being Americans. That's all I'm saying, you know?
Well,
I mean, you can have whatever you want.
But I don't even care if you're American.
No, the only way this shit is going to work, man.
Everyone should just be human.
Well, yeah.
that's the thing. It shouldn't even be American. It shouldn't be no fucking flags.
No, but you got to start somewhere.
And you start by letting everyone be human and treating everyone with equality.
Yep.
And making sure that everyone on the planet has equality.
I agree.
And not, you know, and I get, it's hard. It's one of the most complicated things to do because of the way you're brought up.
Yeah,
the way I was brought up.
You're taught all this.
Well, the area you're at. Each area has different beliefs on
because of where they came from.
It's hard to change.
Because of where they came from.
Right. Because some people look at people dancing in a fucking bikini on TV and they think it's, you know.
Or some people are just, I'm Polish. I want everybody around me to be Polish.
Well, remember Penn? You know Penn Jillette?
Yeah.
He talks about when he was young, he used to get harassed all the time because he dressed like a hippie. And you forget that having long hair, well, you would know, I wouldn't know this, because having long hair when I was a kid didn't matter.
Oh, it mattered for a lot of, well, you know, they equated long hair with being a hippie.
That's
or
what
a,
I'm
or
saying.
A, or a
bum.
No, oh. A gay person. Back then they would say a fag.
Well, I know, that's what he got accused of, too. He
yeah.
told a story about...
Especially the hillbilly guys. Oh, you look like a bitch.
Yeah, he was in a diner eating, having a shake and pie, and that happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys came up, started shit, tried to fight him, and he's, you know, Penn Jillette's like
6'7". He's a big man.
Yeah. Yeah, he still just took the shake and dumped it over his head. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, no, he's not a fag. He's a retard.
Yeah.
And left him alone. Yep. Then he sat down and got another piece of pie. And another shake.
That's one way to handle it.
Yeah, it's like, but I hear him talk, and it's like, I guess that's kind of my mentality too, in a sense. I've always been trying to, like, I don't know why I've been nonviolent. I assume I've done that shit in past
lives
or something.
It's the best way to be.
I know.
It
I know.
Really is.
Because it's the only way to get change.
Yeah. And violence goes both ways.
I know.
Easy way to get fucked up is be violent.
Yeah. That's the way to get fucked up.
Ah.